Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to the Growing Pains podcast. I am your host, Allison LaRue, and you may hear some birds tweedledeeing outside of my window, and that is because my window is open. Thank the heavens that it is warm out. Pennsylvania weather needs to literally get itself together. It'll have, like, a stretch of being, like, 70 degrees, even 80, if you will, and then it's like, nope, 30. Fuck you. Cold. Winter. Miserable. So, I just was fighting through that, and we finally made it through. It's 61 currently, and it's 7:35 at night. Well, the sun is still up, and that makes me so happy. I think tomorrow, okay, literally nobody asked for a weather report. Nobody. I don't know. I'm just, like, feeling inspired to talk again, to podcast again, which is always good, because that shows that my mental health is better. It's really funny because I know, like, on the podcast, I always used to be like, oh, I just go through waves of, like, really wanting to talk and, like, create and do this and not wanting to at all, which I think rings true for a lot of people. But for me, that was just, like, how my mental health was. And I would have phases where I'm like, oh, I'm doing great, I think I can handle this, and then phases of like, no, just kidding, I'm just gonna lay in bed. It's interesting. Living at home is interesting still, but I think moving away was really just gonna help me a lot, because even the entire month I was away in Mexico, it's like, I was just a human being, which is so interesting. Like, I feel like when I'm home, I'm just, like, fighting to survive. And my living environment is not unsafe by any means. Like, I'm not literally fighting to survive. It's just, like, fighting to, like, keep my head above the water almost. Just because, and I made a whole episode on this last week, but just being around people who aren't aligned with you anymore and just are in such a negative, toxic mindset and stuck in cycles that you've, like, fought to get out of. It's, like, just, I'm constantly using all of my energy to go into, like, keeping up the progress that I've made and not going back into the cycles that they're all stuck in and things like that. So, it's definitely exhausting, but sometimes I'll get, like, a burst of energy of, like, oh, wait, I'm okay right now. And it'll last for, like, a week, and then it's, like, just kidding, babe. All of your energy is still gone. But like I said, when I was in Mexico, that was not an issue. It was just like, oh no, you're a human. Like, now you have time to actually figure out who you are. And I've been talking to my therapist about this of like, I don't know who I am besides who I've had to be, who I've had to be for others and who I've had to be to just be okay. I don't know who I am. And so that's sort of something I'm like discovering, because when I think about who I am or things I love about myself, it's like being strong or how kind I am to others or this, like, even how much I love to be outside or how much I love animals. Like, thinking about those things, it's just like, how much of that is actually me? Because I developed my love for animals because I didn't have people to connect with when I was little. I didn't have, like, people to make me feel the way that they should, so I turned to animals for that emotional bond. And now I just always find solace in animals. I don't know if solace is the right word, I just wanted to use it. So it's like, who am I? But that's what I'm saying, when I'm not in this environment using all of my energy just to be okay, I have the energy and time to discover that about myself. And it's so interesting because I have, like, for the past however long, my whole life, it feels like I've felt like I'm just so busy and I'm tired all the time from that. And it's literally just because my time is taken up with making myself be okay. And sometimes it's just laying in bed all day. But that's why, like, the gym has been so good for me, because it gets me out of bed every morning. It gets me moving. Like, I'm like, damn, bitch, no wonder you gained 30 pounds. You know what I mean? And I have several episodes, like, on my journey with my body image and my weight gain and things like that. If you don't know, basically, I gained 30 pounds very quickly. I actually don't know if I ever said the number, the amount of weight I gained, because I've always been insecure about it. I still am. Like, I've been really, I'm not even gonna lie, really struggling with my body image recently. But I guess it's just a part of the journey. But yeah, last summer I was like at what I think I looked my best. Like, looking back now, I'm like, damn girl, you looked incredible. I wasn't by no means at my thinnest or my lightest or whatever. I don't really care about the number, though. But I looked incredible. And it's crazy because even then I thought I looked awful. And then I went off of my birth control and summer ended and I literally had zero friends, like nobody here to hang out with at all. So that was just another thing keeping me in the house. I work from home, so that's keeping me in the house. I was depressed because of a lot of different things. It's just very interesting, like, the work that you do on yourself and, like, going to therapy. And I explained this in a previous episode of how going to therapy feels like you're cleaning your room. You have to dump everything out, sort through everything, get out all the shit you push away in your closet for your whole life, and then your room's a mess, and then one by one you start picking things up and finding where they belong and, like, figuring out, oh, when did I get this? Who bought this for me? Sort of thing. Like, that's how therapy is. You unpack everything from your entire life, lay it all out, and are like, okay, where did this one belief come? Where did this one trait from come from? Like, who gave me that sort of thing? And it's messy and it's hard as hell. But it was even worse because I was doing it, like, by myself. I wasn't with a therapist. I wasn't, like, I had some practitioners, so to speak, that were, like, more of the holistic approach. But I never really talked about what I was struggling with because I also didn't know. I, like, didn't know how to sort through my feelings yet. I was just, like, doing the actual, literal, like, working through my trauma, but without feeling how it made me feel, so I was just very sad. But I also, like, it's so interesting because I carried this identification that was put onto me because it had to be of being strong throughout my entire life, even when I, like, last year, even up until recently when I, like, was trying to heal and stuff like that, and I didn't realize it until recently when I started therapy. I realized, like, oh, I've been depressed. I did not count that as an option. Even though I would go, like, literally 5 days in a row in bed. Obviously getting up to pee and eat and things like that, but when I would eat, it was absolute shit. Like, horrible for me, and it didn't make it any easier that I was vegetarian. Because I would only eat, like, it's so easy when you're vegetarian, especially if you haven't, like, had a ton of veggies, and, like, I never was the biggest fan of veggies, really, and my family, like, doesn't really cook, so it was just, like, the easiest thing, especially if you're depressed, like, yep, let me throw a microwavable pizza in the microwave, or, like, let me make pasta, or whatever it is. It was just so easy to eat like shit. So, needless to say, all of that added on to me gaining weight. But I couldn't admit that I was depressed until, like, recently. Not even depressed, like, sometimes I'd just be, like, really sad, but I wouldn't, like, it was crazy. I think that's why I've had such a hard time coming to terms with the fact that I definitely was experiencing depression again, for many reasons. One, I felt like it was, like, a token. This is not what I expected this episode to be, but I guess it's what it needs to be. I've learned that I, have, over my years of life, sort of, like, based my value and my worthiness on things that I've accomplished. And it started, like, literally as young as being in school of, like, okay, I have a 4.0, I have all the good grades, like, that makes me worthy. Literally nobody cared. Like, obviously people would be like, oh, good job, like, my grandparents are so proud of me or whatever, but they would have loved me even if I was failing, you know what I mean? Like, it was never about that. And even as an adult, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know why I said it like that. Being sober, you know, when I would, by the way, I smoked weed today. And I always talk about how I, like, go in and out of smoking weed and not smoking weed. I'm working on my relationship with it because I will, like, I feel less valuable. And it sounds so silly. When I sort of, like, mess up, in air quotes, like, I'll say I'm not gonna smoke anymore for whatever reasons I have, and then if I do, I, like, beat myself up, but I would place, like, an accomplishment on, oh, I've been sober for 30 days. I count everything like that. That's, like, the 75 hard challenge. It was just, like, another accomplishment. I had such a hard time allowing myself to eat chicken again because I wouldn't be able to say, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for this long. Like, it was just accomplishments that I, like, tacked onto my worth because, once again, like, I've struggled to know who I am at my core. which is so crazy to say, but it's understandable. And I think a lot of young adults go through this, especially people with trauma, especially with people who have yet to get out of their household that they've grown up in, their family home, or their hometown, or all of them combined. It's definitely difficult, but I think I just sort of had a hard time admitting that to myself, let alone to, like, you guys and my audience, because, once again, it was, like, me placing my worth in, like, knowing a lot. That's always been a lot for me. It's, like, being smart. It's my earliest thing from school. And, like, I was a coach for a while, and I stepped away from that because I very quickly realized, like, damn, I got too much to learn to be doing this. And I'll probably get back to it one day, but also I just sort of stopped enjoying it because I was, like, I'm trying to make myself feel better right now. I don't know how I could even possibly help other people. Yeah, okay, anyways, I don't know where that all came from, but circling back to, like, the weight gain, that's another thing that it was just, like, an attack on my ego, sort of, and I placed some of my value, and I think a lot of people do this in our society, especially women, and, like, yes, it's rooted in fat phobia, and yes, it's rooted in misogyny, and yes, it's rooted in probably a million different things, and I think it's important that we do acknowledge that while also being compassionate with ourselves for having these beliefs ingrained in us, because it is fat phobic to feel badly about yourself if you are a certain weight or if you have gained weight. Like, we can't just sit here. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I think it's important to acknowledge because, yes, it's fat phobic, obviously, but we can't be mad at ourselves for that because that's what our society has taught us. Like, especially for women, obviously men as well, and obviously all my friends that don't conform to the gender binary, but, like, I really beat myself up for a long time that I gained 30 pounds, and I really didn't, like, I wasn't able to talk to anybody about it because I was embarrassed, because I was already, like, what people had called me in my whole entire life growing up, a thicker girl, a bigger girl, bigger boned, like, it's always been me. And I always felt a certain type of way about it. And I even said that, like, last summer when I looked incredible. And everyone was telling me I looked good. Even, like, whatever. Now looking back on it, I'm like, damn, I looked really good. I thought back then I looked horrible. Like, I thought, I never can really get a clear idea of what I actually look like. I always just blow it out of proportions because of my insecurities, which I think is so normal. A lot of people, everyone does it, let's be real. But I was making a lot of excuses for myself as to why I gained the weight and why I, like, couldn't lose it or whatever. And, like, not to say I need to lose weight. Actually, I've been in the gym now for several months and I've gained weight. Just because of, like, muscle and fat and everything like that, but that's why I recommend taking progress pictures. You see how your body composition changes, and that's been very good for my mental health, not looking at the scale, because I've literally gained 2 pounds. Circling back, I don't know at what point I started to gain the weight. I went off of my birth control in July, and then I went to Arizona in September, and I was looking at the pictures from Arizona, and I can tell I definitely started to gain the weight, but, like, it wasn't super noticeable. And then in December when I was in Mexico, that's when I took, like, January. Damn. Well, I definitely noticed in December I had gained a lot of weight. And then in January when I left for Mexico, I took progress pictures of myself my first week there. And I was like, I am fucking changing this because this is not okay. But up until that point, literally in January, I went to the OBGYN because I was like, it has to be my birth control. Like, this has to be the reason why. And she was like, typically, like, you don't lose weight going off of birth control. It definitely happens. And she's like, it definitely was, it played a part in this because your hormones changed and now your body's trying to figure shit out. And then I just gained weight. But, like, it's not going to make you gain 30 pounds, babe. And it was kind of a hit to the ego of, like, damn. I just wanted to be able to blame something, but I had to take accountability and responsibility for the fact that, yeah, babe, I mean, going off of birth control definitely was, like, the start of the snowball effect of me gaining weight, but also laying in bed all day and literally never leaving the house and never drinking water and never eating anything but carbs. You're gonna gain weight. Let's be real. So, I don't know why the fuck I just went on a tangent about that, but I did, and here we are. I don't know. I guess I'm just proud of myself because yes, I still really struggle with, like, loving my body, and I really, like, believe in, I guess is the term, or subscribe to, I don't know, body neutrality over body positivity. And just body neutrality is sort of loving your body and appreciating your body, even if you don't think it's pretty or beautiful or whatever all of the time. And I think that's really important, because, like, you do not, yes, everyone is beautiful and, like, all of these things that everybody says, but some people genuinely don't believe they're beautiful. Some people have went their whole lives being told they're ugly, or they're this, or they're that. And I think it's important with body positive, with body neutrality versus body positivity, is that body neutrality is, but you love yourself even if you don't love your body. You love yourself and you appreciate your body even if you don't like how it looks. And I think that's really fucking important, because I don't care if you are the body positivity preacher of the globe. You're gonna have days where you wake up and you have an insecurity about your body. Everybody does. And on those days, if you believe in or subscribe to or practice or whatever you want to call it, body neutrality, you're still gonna be able to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, listen, I don't really love how you look today, but I do still love you and I really appreciate you. And oh my God, that changes everything. That really changes everything. Because you don't have to be pretty to be valuable. And that's what I've been telling myself on the days that I don't like how I look. It's interesting. I was talking to my sister about this yesterday, because so many women, and everybody has their different insecurities. I'm fully aware of this. But, like, my sister was always super insecure about her legs. And I've heard women, like, talk about, like, the space, like, next to your armpit, between your boob, that space, or, like, their big arms or their cankles or whatever. I've literally never cared about that. And I have all of these things. Like, I'm not a skinny girl. I've literally never been. I've got big ass honking thighs. I have big calves. I've got big arms. I've got all of it. But I've only ever been insecure about my stomach. And that's what I'm saying. When I look back on pictures, I'm like, babe, you did barely had a belly. You barely had a belly. So I think it's a cool lesson. And this is just me, like, taking a positive twist on it, because that's just who I am as a human being. I like to see the good in things. That's one thing I love about myself. I think it's a lesson, and this happened to me with money, where I had a good amount of money saved up for my age, and then it all went away. And then it felt like the universe being like, okay, you were happy with money, can you be happy without? And then you'll get it back. And I eventually learned my way, and I'm not, like, I'm getting there. And I started getting clients and I started getting this. And then I even had a moment where I sort of like forgot again and like lost my way and started spending a bit too much. And then that client left and I'm like, okay. But then recently I got another client. So I am saving and I wrote a budget and I'm learning my lesson. But I think the same was with my weight. Like last year, yes, last summer, like, yes, I did have times where I didn't always like the way my body looked, but I was wearing like short crop tops that barely covered my boobies. I was like low-rise bikinis that were tight. Like I was wearing shit that I never would have imagined. I loved my body, even if at times I still like couldn't quite tell how I looked. Like I thought I was like way bigger than I was, whatever. I still like was really confident. And I think it's like the universe being like, okay, now gain 30 pounds and still find that about yourself. Still know how worthy you are. Still like have this confidence to walk into a room and know that everybody thinks you're cute. Because I attach a lot, or not, I don't want to say I attach, but like, did you just hear my throat gurgle? I like really am excited to get into a relationship and I'm excited to go to Boston and meet new people, but I'm like, I have this fear that I can't get into a relationship or meet my soulmate until I'm skinny or like until I lose weight, because why would it, like all of these things. And it's just like, stop. Every time you hear a belief like that come into your head, literally just be like, hey, you're a dickhead. Shut the fuck up. Like if I ever heard anyone say to me or anybody else for that matter, yeah, nobody's gonna like you because you're that big. Nobody's gonna like you because of your stomach. Oh my God. Shut. Goodbye. Get out. You suck. You know what I mean? So just say that to that voice in your head. And I also just like to look in the mirror and rub up on my body and say thank you for allowing me to walk. Like on my legs. Thank you on my belly. Thank you for literally doing everything. Damn, there's a lot of organs behind here. You're keeping me alive. So that's that. Anyways, I just talked about that for 20 minutes for no reason. Sorry, I had to burp. I was going to cut that out, but I'm not. What was I going to talk about? I came onto this podcast with an intention of talking about something completely different, and now I don't even know what it was. I do want to do a whole episode on ghost stories. Guys, I'm getting Invisalign. What else did I get recently? Oh, I've been on Accutane. Because I'm like, I'm really glowing up. I'm getting rid of my painful acne that I had for no reason. For way too many years. So I was sick of it because it would hurt to even open my mouth. And I'm fixing my very crooked bottom teeth. Look at me go. I'm very excited. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. I need to start, like, figuring out what I'm going to take to Boston and what I'm going to not. And, yeah, anyway, I think I want to have guests. See, right there, when I just said, I think I want to, my voice sounded very annoying to me in my own head. So I do apologize if my voice just annoyed you. But I think that I want to have guests on here because it's called Growing Pains. Would that not be the perfect opportunity to speak words, Allison. Perfect opportunity to have guests on and just interview them about, like, literally their life and their growing pains. Obviously, talking to them first about what they're comfortable talking about, but I think that would be so cool. Growing pains, baby. Just because, like, I'm ready to talk to people. It's been a really long time, and I'm excited. But it's been 21 minutes and 43 seconds, 44, 45, 46. So I think I'm going to get off of here. I think I might go outside and just sit for a little. I cleaned my car today. I washed my car. I cleaned my room. I did indeed go to the gym. I did indeed go for a hike. I did indeed smoke a bowl on that hike while journaling some. What else? Anyway, I don't know. See, it really does just feel like I'm hanging out with someone because I'm like, what did I do today? I'm looking around my room thinking that I gotta water my plants and stuff. Oh, please give me recommendations for new podcasts to listen to. I need, I, like, have a few I listen to religiously and I'll shout some out. Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Absolutely love those two. It's by the TMG Studios podcast, so Cody Cohn and Noelle Miller, they have a podcast, love them, but they have a studio with two other podcasts, and I love Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Those two are so funny. I literally show videos of them to everybody, and I'm like, please just go watch their podcast. Today, I started listening to, again, the Jenna and Julian podcast with Jenna Marbles and Julian Salamita. Wow, do I miss them and that podcast. I really miss it, but I've got like 300 episodes or something, so please go listen or watch. They're, both of these are available on YouTube as well. What other pod? Oh, I like Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I like Out of Pocket Podcast. Well, definitely my favorite is Jenna and Julian and Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Anyways, so basically what I'm saying is I also like Shan Booty's Lovers and Friends. Regardless, I need new ones because I listen to podcasts while I'm doing everything, literally everything. So I would like some new ones, please, and thank you about anything. I do not care whether it's teaching me about something where it's just friends having a conversation. I don't care. Send them my way. Please and thank you. As well as book recommendations. I'm going to stop rambling now. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Go out and enjoy the sun or the rain or the snow or whatever it is. Just enjoy life and do what you can right now to just enjoy the present moment. Because we don't always get more. So, love you. Have a good day.